Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English Podcast. Press release. The displacement of the people of Arish is a political crime disguised as development. While the Egyptian regime talks about developing the port of Arish, transforming it into an international port, and linking it to the new economic corridor project, a real crime is being committed against the residents of the Al-Raisa neighborhood in Arish. People are being forced to leave their homes under the brunt of bulldozers, and their homes are being demolished against their will under the pretext of public benefit. They are subjected to psychological pressure and bargaining that is inconsistent with human dignity and violates Islamic principles. This scene is not new in Sinai. For years, its people have grown accustomed to the state's treatment of them as if they were strangers in their own country. Their land is confiscated, their homes are demolished, they are denied all forms of care, they are prevented from urban expansion, and they are treated as security rather than civilian. They have come to live in a shadow zone, deprived of their rights and constantly accused by the state. Their complaints are not heard and their grievances are not addressed. According to field reports issued in July 2025, the Egyptian state began the fourth and fifth phases of demolition operations in the Al-Raisa neighborhood, located within the geographical area of the port of Arish. This phase included the demolition of existing inhabited homes without the consent of their owners, who staged a sit-in in front of their homes and refused to sign evacuation documents. However, they were eventually forced to leave following security pressure. Some were even intimidated and warned against escalation. Despite the state's statements that it is offering generous compensation or housing alternatives, this compensation does not reflect the true value of the properties, not in terms of price, nor in terms of strategic location overlooking the sea, nor in terms of the community life they have built over decades. Moreover, it came after threats, not dialogue, and after a unilateral decision, not consent and acceptance. Independent press reports have revealed that these removals are being carried out under the direct supervision of the armed forces as part of a plan to transform the port into a sovereign military zone. This means that the residents have no legal right to object, as the area has been classified as a public benefit, and thus expropriation is a state right under positive law. But the most important question here is not only legal, but also Sharia. Does the state have the right to forcibly evict people from their homes? Is it permissible under Sharia law to convert private property into public property under the pretext of development? Does Sharia law permit such organized displacement? Islam has made private property one of the three sacred things that may not be violated. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kullu al-muslim 'ala al-muslim haram, damuhu wa maluhu wa 'irdhuhu." The whole of a Muslim is sacred to his fellow Muslim, his blood, his wealth, and his honor. Private property in Islam is protected and cannot be touched. The state may not deprive a person of his land or home except with his consent and choice, and for clear legitimate reasons. There is no such thing in Islamic law as a public benefit by which the state can strip people of their property without their consent. This is a concept from Western capitalist systems that place the state above the people and give it the right to expropriate property if it deems it beneficial to society. The state's transformation of private property into public property is invalid according to Islamic law because Allah Almighty is the one who determines the type of property, not the state. Allah Almighty says, "Wala tabkhasu an-nasa ashya'ahum," and do not defraud people of their property. Ash-Shu'ara 183. Private property may not be converted into public or state property. Any violation of this property constitutes an attack on Sharia ruling. Islam prohibits any manipulation of ownership under the pretext of public interest or benefit. It places the authority to dispose of it in the hands of Islamic law, not the ruler. Allah is the true owner, and people are trustees of their property. They may not be taken away from it except by a legal ruling. If a Muslim owns a house or land legally, no one, whether an individual or a state, has the right to deprive him of his right to it, even under the pretext of expanding a port or a development project. Rather, it is our duty to respect this ownership and seek legitimate solutions that do not violate anyone's rights. What is happening in Arish is a direct application of the capitalist system in its ugliest form. It is a blatant violation of Islamic principles regarding money, property, and power. Under this system, the state views people as mere numbers, views land as nothing more than an investment opportunity, and prioritizes development over dignity and rights, evicting Muslims from their homes and demolishing their property without their consent. While seemingly legal under the Egyptian system, is religiously forbidden and even a political crime because it constitutes injustice and an assault on the sanctity of Muslims. Moreover, transforming the port of Al-Arish into an international port subject to military sovereignty and annexing vast areas of the city of Al-Arish to this project raises questions about the true objectives behind its transformation. Is it truly for the economy, or is it a preparatory step to absorb the people of Gaza as proposed by international projects and previous visions of the Jewish entity? The people of Sinai must reject this injustice, denounce this unjust policy, and demand their rights, not through appeals, but rather by striving to change this unjust regime from its roots and establish a system that upholds religion and preserves their rights. O loyalists of the Kinana Army, what is happening in Sinai under your watch is a complete crime, and Allah will question you about it and about the oppressed because of it after you have let down the people of Gaza and served as the regime's hand in besieging them. By Allah, the rank, salaries, decorations, and privileges that the regime offers you as bribes to buy your silence and guarantee your loyalty while it subjects the Ummah through you, you will not benefit from it. Prepare your answer, for the reckoning is heavy, and you have no provisions yet except a sincere repentance to Allah, through which you will uproot this regime, lift its oppression from the people, end its siege of the people of the Blessed Land, and support those working to implement Islam by establishing the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, upon the method of the prophethood. This is your path to salvation, and there is no other path, no matter what you do. It is an honor, and no one should precede you in it. Rush forward, and may Allah accept your repentance, make your return good, and decree victory through your hands, so that you may have glory in this world and honor in the hereafter. You will remember what we say to you, and we entrust our affair to Allah. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الذين يقولون ربنا اخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا. And what is it with you? You do not fight in the cause of Allah and for the oppressed men, women, and children who cry out, Our Lord, deliver us from this land of oppressors. Appoint for us a savior. Appoint for us a helper, all by your grace. An-Nisa 75. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Egypt.